a word for you from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality. Now we've been hearing about this ending of Paul, ending this 1 Thessalonians letter. And he had started out in this chapter, although of course it wasn't originally written in chapters, but you can hear it's the ending because he says, "Finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how to walk and to please God just as you are doing, that you do so more and more." Now, this thought, which we find at the end of verse 3, is part of the more and more. We looked at last time how the will of God is described about 5 times very directly, with no doubt as to what the will of God is in the New Testament. And this is one of those where he says so clearly, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality." Now, last time we looked at the general idea of sanctification. We pointed out that God alone is able to sanctify, but we are part of the process. It is by grace alone, through faith alone. But the Lord includes us in the decision making. Yes, only He can sanctify, and He uses the blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse and the Holy Spirit to empower. But here He puts in the first direct detail about what the will of God is and what sanctification is. And that is so clearly written here, that you abstain from sexual immorality. Now, the reason is that Paul is writing to believers in Thessalonica who were surrounded by sexual immorality. They themselves had been part of the filth that had gone on. And by God's grace, the Lord had rescued them, pulled them out of it. And now, nevertheless, we would think, well, surely that's gone. That's something of the past. But nevertheless, God, inspiring Paul, says, "Now this is the will of God, and this is your sanctification, abstaining from sexual immorality." Whatever shade, whatever color, any manner of immorality, the Lord says it is intimately woven into the sanctification process.